Riley's first act was to turn to the work of a cardiologist named Lee Goldman. In the 1970s, Goldman got involved with a group of mathematicians who were very interested in developing statistical rules for telling apart things like subatomic particles. Goldman wasn't much interested in physics, but it struck him that some of the same mathematical principles the group was using might be helpful in deciding whether someone was suffering a heart attack. So he fed hundreds of cases into a computer, looking at what kinds of things actually predicted a heart attack, and came up with an algorithm, an equation, that he believed would take much of the guesswork out of treating chest pain. Doctors, he concluded, ought to combine the evidence of the ECG with three of what he called urgent risk factors. 1. Is the pain felt by the patient unstable angina? 2. Is there fluid in the patient's lungs? And 3, is the patient's blood pressure below 100? For each combination of risk factors, Goldman drew up a decision tree that recommended a treatment option. For example, a patient with a normal ECG who was positive on all three urgent risk factors would go to the intermediate unit. A patient whose ECG showed acute ischemia, that is, the heart muscle wasn't getting enough blood, but who had either one or no risk factors, would be considered low risk and go to the short stay unit. Someone with an ECG positive for ischemia and two or three risk factors would be sent directly to the cardiac care unit, and so on. Goldman worked on his decision tree for years, steadily refining and perfecting it. But at the end of his scientific articles, there was always a plaintive sentence about how much more hands-on, real-world research needed to be done before the decision tree could be used in clinical practice. As the years passed, however, no one volunteered to do that research, not even at Harvard Medical School, where Goldman began his work, or at the equally prestigious University of California at San Francisco, where he completed it. For all the rigor of his calculations, it seemed that no one wanted to believe what he was saying, that an equation could perform better than a trained physician. Ironically, a big chunk of the funding for Goldman's initial research had come not from the medical community itself, but from the Navy. Here was a man trying to come up with a way to save lives and improve the quality of care in every hospital in the country and save billions of dollars in healthcare costs. And the only group that got excited was the Pentagon. Why did the Pentagon? For the most arcane of reasons. If you are in a submarine at the bottom of the ocean, quietly snooping in enemy waters, and one of your sailors starts suffering from chest pain, you really want to know whether you need to surface and give away your position in order to rush him to a hospital, or whether you can stay underwater and just send him to his bunk with a couple of Rolaids. But Riley had no such qualms about Goldman's findings. He was in a crisis. He took Goldman's algorithm, presented it to the doctors in the Cook County ED and the doctors in the Department of Medicine, and announced that he was holding a bake-off. For the first few months, the staff would use their own judgment in evaluating chest pain, the way they always had. Then they would use Goldman's algorithm, and the diagnosis and outcome of every patient treated under the two systems would be compared. For 2 years, data were collected, and in the end, the result wasn't even close. Goldman's rule won hands down. It was a whopping 70% better than the old method at recognizing the patients who weren't actually having a heart attack. At the same time, it was safer. The whole point of chest pain prediction is to make sure that patients who end up having major complications are assigned right away to the coronary and intermediate units. Left to their own devices, the doctors guessed right on the most serious patients somewhere between 75 and 89% of the time. The algorithm guessed right more than 95% of the time. For Riley, that was all the evidence he needed. He went to the ED and changed the rules. In 2001, Cook County became one of the first medical institutions in the country to devote itself full-time to the Goldman algorithm for chest pain. And if you walk into the Cook County ER, you'll see a copy of the heart attack decision tree posted on the wall.